It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Barr back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ate. Never
357 here on The Fan. Tommy Lugauer, Chris McMonagle, Evan and Tiki got you to 6 o'clock. Yankee baseball tonight. You can hear it here. We got a lineup out. We'll get to the full lineup here in just 1 second. But Gleyber Torres is leading off tonight. Now, last Friday, I credit Aaron Boone for doing what he did. He publicly embarrassed Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
He actually got rid of this, you know, country club, you know, sort of vibe that everybody thinks the Yankees have. Gleyber said all the right things after the game. He hustled the next day. He's played pretty well since. My biggest thing, though, with that whole situation is this is not the first time Gleyber Torres has done that.
Mm-hmm.
He has been lazy at times this year. He's been mentally checked out. He's been punished at times, but there's been times where he hasn't been punished. And I'm sure if we did an even deeper dive, we'd notice some little things that he's doing where he's not engaged and he's not hustling. I thought that was a perfect opportunity, Mac, for Aaron Boone to give Gleyber a longer punishment, whether it be the weekend, a week, this, that, and the other. He was right back in the lineup the next day. Now he's leading off. How do we know this is not going to rear its ugly head again? I think it will, and it could cost the Yankees in a big spot.
I mean, there is no way to guarantee that. You think you think that benching wasn't enough and this will rear his ugly head? If he got another day, then he wouldn't do it. If he got 2 days, suddenly you'd feel like Gleyber Torres would have learned his lesson. 3 days? How many days does he need to be out of the lineup before you're confident Gleyber Torres would have gotten the message? Because he was benched for 2 days about a month ago, and he came out hitting. And he hit a home run that game back in Toronto.
Yep.
I don't think, like, he pulled him off the field in the middle of a game. And then he talked to him on the bench clearly. It was obvious to everybody he had to apologize. It became a talking point again. It became a focal point. I don't think there's anything else you can do. You got to get him back out there. You got to understand, too, like, we don't know Gleyber Torres' mindset. Like, we don't know if he's the kind of kid who goes into a shell if this is the kind of thing. Like, I'm open to the punishment. He should have done it. It was about time. It should have been taken care of earlier. I'm on all of that. There's no guarantee he gets it. And Judge to say after the game, too, like, if I know Gleyber, he's going to never do this again. Like, Judge, I love you. And I get you protecting your guy. We've seen it time and time again. He's been benched. Not taken out of a game like this, but he's been benched.
Didn't he call
and
him one of the leaders of the team, too,
yeah,
Judge?
Yeah, called him one of the leaders of the team.
Stop it.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in that clubhouse. He's obviously been there for a long time. But I think Boone did exactly what he should have done. And the other thing that bothers me, too, about that, if I can go off on a Boone thing for a second, he gets killed. You know, he gets on the, he does the post game. He says, look, I felt like it was the time moment in that place to take him out of the game. And he doesn't elaborate. He doesn't say what was said on the bench. He doesn't go out and further destroy Gleyber and say, well, because he's asked, well, why is this different? And instead of going out there, well, because I finally had enough. The kid's been lazy his whole career, and finally I've given him enough rope, and damn it, if this isn't the end, I'm just fed up with the guy. He's been a terrible player this year. He's, you know, I can't wait to get rid of him. Like, short of that, Because then in the post, right after that, you go to Jack Curry, and Jack Curry's like, well, geez, I mean, we needed more than that. Like, and everyone, now all of a sudden, Joel Sherman and everybody else has something to say. All of a sudden, here come all the arguments and all the articles about how this should have happened earlier. This should have been the blah, 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 blah. Hadn't heard much about it other than now. And now Boone can't even, when we do what Boone think we think Boone should do, it's still not enough. He went out there and he said, well, you know, listen, everyone plays hard, including Glaber. Glaber plays hard. Oh, how could you say Glaber plays hard? Like, he took him out of the game. He embarrassed him. The kid was arguing for his life to stay in the game in front of the whole world. Like, isn't that enough? Like, it's never enough. And that's what bothers me about it, because I disagree with your take completely. How many days before we know Glaber's going to get the clue? Glaber's not going to get the clue. Like, it's just, he's one of these guys where it's going to happen. He's just naturally going to happen. He's not going to run out of ground ball. Watch for Dugo. I dare to say there's a Met who doesn't run out every single ground ball. Like, it's not just Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, but it's more than not running out every ground ball. It's in the field. It's at the plate.
Yeah, he makes errors.
It's not disciplined. He's been lazy. He's been mentally checked out. My thing is this. Aaron Boone can sort of alleviate himself. I know it's never going to happen fully, but from the criticism, if he at least benched him for a week, because then you could say, you know what? At least we did it for a week, and this guy still didn't get it. Mac, you're a parent. I'm not a parent, but I was a kid.
Yeah.
If you get benched Friday night and you're back in the lineup Saturday, if you put your kid in timeout, I'm not saying you do, but for an hour,
and then you
say, all right, you can play video games after that, there's no real punishment.
Yeah,
it's little slaps on the wrist, and he's back in the lineup. He's hitting leadoff. So what's going to change?
If I embarrassed my son and took him out of a game in front of everybody, I would hope he got the message. And if that wasn't enough, I don't know what. I got to sit him out for how many games?
Are you confident he got the message?
I'm not confident he would have got the message if it was a week. That's my point. You're just saying a week because you think it's more severe. You have no idea. It's just,
well, it's more severe than one game.
I suppose he's getting paid. Is he not? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what, like, where's the line of demarcation? Like, I don't think a week makes a difference. He got pulled out of the game, had to answer questions about it, had to apologize to the fans and his teammates after that game. Like, if he doesn't get it, then it's on Glaber. Like, it's not on Boone to really stick it to him and say, hey, you're sitting for a week, so you really get the message. If you can't get the message being pulled off the damn field, then that's on the player. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I just think it's going to rear its ugly head again. And maybe they have a Glaber
if it's going to rear its ugly head in the playoffs, if he's mentally checked out, like you're saying mentally checked out. If he is lazy and mentally checked out in a playoff series, do you think anything Boone could have done would have changed that?
No, but at least he did everything. You know this in life. Like, sometimes if you feel like you have justification.
You want him to go through the motions to make you happy.
Not the motion. No, it's not about that. Yeah. It's saying we did everything possible. At least you could say, you know what? We tried everything with this guy. We gave every punishment in the book, and he still was
lazy.
He's
a grown man.
But he's not acting like one.
The first reference you give me is my son. He's 7.
You know what I mean,
though. Gleyber Torres has made millions of dollars playing baseball. I've seen him in BMW commercials.
But there's no consequences with the Yankees.
It's professional sports.
But there still needs to be consequences with a guy.
What consequences? How has his life changed by missing a couple days? He got embarrassed, pulled off the field, benched.
Now batting leadoff.
Is that a reward?
Yes, batting in front of Soto and Judge.
Because they don't have a better option. It's for the team.
No, well, Volpe and Jazz could bat
me off. But Jazz, they like in the middle of the lineup. And Volpe tried that. He's been hot. I'm not moving Volpe around.
But he was hot as a leadoff hitter early in the year.
No, he wasn't.
For
2 weeks, they got ice cold.
Right, okay.
And all we do is bang the drum about, we need to keep the lineups the same. Well, they've made a decision to move Volpe. Now you got to move Volpe up because we don't like Torres hitting leadoff. There's always a reason why it's Boone or Cashman that are dopes. Like, it's Gleyber Torres has personal responsibility to not be lazy or be mentally checked out. He got benched. That's it. The statement was made for the whole world to watch. Now it's got to be a week. It's got to be 2 weeks. It's got to be a month. When do we know when Gleyber Torres is going to get the message?
Not every player is the same. I'm not comparing him to a Derek Jeter, but I'm sure if Derek Jeter did something, he would have enough to go, you know what? I know how to fix this. I know what I did wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly, Gleyber doesn't. So he needs a bigger punishment. Yeah. Not every player needs that. You're not pulling Soto or Judge or guys like that. Plus, he's not performing. That's the other thing, too.
Well,
he hasn't been good either.
Well, he's been hitting about 300 for the last month.
Okay, but Mac, you know what I mean, though. For the course of the year, when you're
having a down year.
He's having a down year. He's had these instances. You don't treat every player the same. And I think the overall view or image of the Yankees under Aaron Boone is that it's a country club. Yeah. Everybody's treated the same. You do what you want. And that's fine if you're Judge and you're ridiculous or you're Soto and you're having insane numbers and years. But when you're Gleyber Torres and you're a repeat offender.
And that's why he got benched.
But he got benched for like a half a game.
That's why he got pulled off the field.
And put right back in the lineup the next day.
You're talking about it. You said like you're a parent. You're thinking about it like you're a parent. Aaron Boone is not a parent.
You think Cashman told him to put him back in the lineup?
No. I think Aaron Boone had his mindset he was going to play him the next day anyway.
I don't know.
They are not children. This is not a college team. He got pulled off the field in the moment to let him know that's unacceptable. That's it. I'm sorry. He doesn't need a week to sit and ruminate on it. He's got to be out there and doing what he thinks. He's got to be his best self. The motion was put into act like, that's enough. I've told you that's enough. If it continues, keep pulling him off the field. But if that's not a message, he's got his own teammates. Like, these are grown men trying to chase a championship. He's got to be held accountable to the captain. He's got to be held accountable to the other players on his team.
Well, the captain's out there making excuses for him.
Well, no, he didn't make an excuse for him. He said he's one of the leaders of the team.
Which
that's not an excuse.
I got Swampland in Florida, too, I could tell you if you believe that.
I hear you, but I'm just saying that's not an excuse. He didn't say, well, listen, he didn't really run. I'm surprised Boone did it. It wasn't warranted.
But he's not
that's
one of the leaders of the team. So whatever word you want to use to call it,
well,
he covered for him then.
Didn't cover for him?
Yes, he did.
He said he won't do it again. That's not covering for him.
But Aaron Judge...
He didn't... No, covering for him is like, to be totally honest with you, I didn't think it was that bad. That's covering for
him. How about he needs to stop doing it? Not he won't do it again.
But,
you can't make that promise if you're Aaron Judge.
I know
he's your buddy.
That.
You've grown up in the business together.
It's not Aaron Judge's... It's all held in the clubhouse, man. It doesn't have to be public. We all get it. We know why he was pulled off the field. I'm sorry. Like, what is he? What, penance? Like, what does he need? Three Hail Marys? Like, he's got to get pulled off the field. That's it.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the lineup here in 1 second. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Steve is in Rockaway, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
First time I'm calling. I want to put my 2 cents in on the Gleyber thing.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I think the better statement would have been, when you pull them out, you say you're going to sit the next 2 days. I think it was a Friday night. So let him sit Saturday. Let him sit Sunday and let him think about it and tell him, I'll put you back in on the next Monday or Tuesday, whenever the next game was. But if you do it again, you're out. You know, I can't play it.
That would have solved everything. Gleyber Torres would have been much different than just, hey, I just pulled you out of the game and embarrassed you on television and told you to get back out of my face when you tried to work your way back into the lineup. And then he probably said to him, do it again, and we're going to have to bench you again. I don't know what the extra day does other than make you feel better about it. Like, I don't know what else it does. It makes you feel better about it. It makes the Yankee fan feel like, hey, you know, he really got punished. Like, these are grown men.
But when they don't act like grown men, guys, you got to be treated like children. And he's acting like a child.
He got pulled off the field by his ear.
And put in the lineup the next
day. What does that
mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Because it tells you if you're Gleyber Torres or if you were a child.
Oh, it's okay?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
correct.
Oh,
because you're back in the lineup the next day. Am I wrong, Steve?
It's not about punishment. It's not about punishment. It's making him recognize it's unacceptable. It's not about punishing him. It's about making him realize, hey, you wake up call, you're out of this game because you need to do it. It's not about like making him sit in the corner. All your references are children related. These are not children.
It's just a reference I could come up with because
you can't come up with another one because that's you want him to be treated like children.
No, I just think it's an analogy that everybody in the audience can understand because
so come
most
up with another one.
No, I like
you
this
can't
one
because
I
it's
think...
about you're treating him like a child.
Because when
you're treating
acts...
it like you're treating him like he's in Little League.
All right, even if he's a professional, then he has a professional obligation
100%.
To the Yankees, to that
100%.
Uniform, to the franchise, to the fans, to stop acting like this.
100%.
But why would he stop when he gets basically rewarded? Here a week later, he's batting leadoff. When you have other guys
How
that can
is
bat
that?
Leadoff.
Who?
I just gave you Jazz. I don't understand this middle of the order. Guy's a leadoff hitter. He's got speed. He could be a 30-30 guy.
Yeah,
Volpe.
First of all, it's against left-handed pitcher tonight. So
now you sound like Cashman with the charts
no,
and graphs.
No, yeah. Verdugo is batting
ninth.
Don't
give me the lefty stuff. Who's the best leadoff hitter on this team? I think it's
Jazz.
They
don't have a clear-cut hits leadoff against lefty-righty. They do not. They do not. Jazz Chisholm hitting 240.
Against lefties?
Worse than that. No, that's his regular.
That's his regular average. Yeah. Or what's it against lefties?
Probably worse.
That. All right, but I just think from a dynamic, from a speed, he kind of...
Who cares? I don't care about speed. I care about on-base percentage.
All right, let's go to Dan in Garden City. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, this conversation is really wild to me. I think your partner there was right when saying that these are grown adults. You're right that they have that Glaber has responsibility to be better and to do more, but... What you're proposing is punishment, nothing more than that. It's almost like you have a Napoleonic complex that you just want to impose power over him and make the boy go sit in the corner and cry.
No, 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 yeah. Dan. Hold on, Dan. I am speaking for a lot of Yankee fans, especially ones that I'm friends with.
Oh, yeah, no.
And they think the Yankees run a country club. When Aaron does this, it sort
not
of validates that.
Not
does
enough.
It not?
Even when he pulls him off the field, not enough. He's got to make him really, like, it's about punish. It's about really embarrassing him and punishing him. I'm sure that would go great with Gleyber Torres, a guy who sulks all over the place, who gets pulled out of the game and sits there moping around. I'm sure really ruminating on it is going to really help him. He had the moment, boom, you're out of the game. I'm not taking this. And if you do it again, I'll pull you out of that game. But I'm not going to make him, it's not about punishing him. It's about making him recognize the responsibilities you're talking about. And if as a grown man getting pulled off the field and having to answer to the media and apologize to the fans and his teammates, if that's not enough, that's on Gleyber Torres, not on Boone. I'm sorry.
888-808-1019. I would have benched him at least through the weekend. Let's go. Tommy in Massapequa. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just 2 points I want to make, one on the Glaber thing and just one on the Judge thing going back a bit. But first, with the Glaber stuff, if pulling him out of the game on a televised game is not enough to reach this guy and embarrass him, he's beyond reaching. Right?
I agreed. I do not think another couple days, if this doesn't get him, another couple of days does not.
Yeah, and listen, we're spinning our wheels on this whole subject anyway, right? Because at the end of the year, he's gone. Jazz 100%. Is flying into second base, and he's going to be our second baseman next year.
I think there's a chance they leave him at third.
He's been great over there.
I think there's a chance they leave him at third because they do have Peraza and they have the other young prospect of I'm losing it. His name starts with a V. They almost called him up before. They might.
You think I know Yankee prospects?
No,
you're
I
supposed
know,
to be the
I
Yankee
know.
Prospect
I know,
guy.
And I know his name. I'm
all
blanking
right, so look
on
it up
it.
Here. I look it up, but we'll take another call.
Whatever.
Here.
I think there could be a battle at second base. The question is, what does LeMahieu do the rest of this year? And do they give him? Does he give them enough to make them think he could possibly be a starter next year.
Right, but that's next year. And this year, actually, speaking of DJ LeMahieu, Joe is in Brooklyn. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Big Mac, thanks for coming in and saving the show. It's been a little rough while they having Tommy yelling at
Well, you know what, Joe? Here's the thing. Hold on, Joe.
You're welcome.
Hold on,
Joe. All I can say is I agree, and you're welcome.
Joe.
But Tommy's the future. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just raising my voice. A lot of people think I'm yelling. It's just passionate. But even though you were mean to me to start off the call... You seem like a nice fellow. What do you got on DJ here?
All right, I just want to know what you guys thought about DJ leading off. He's been getting on base a lot recently. He's been swinging a hot bat. What do you guys think about that?
Thanks for the call, man. So the call
this is what I'm talking about. Like, you know,
just take a breather.
3 days ago, we wanted him off the team.
Uh-huh.
We wanted him.
Do you know
off
how fans work?
The team.
Come on.
Now we can't hit Gleyber Torres, who's been hitting for a month. Right, even through the laziness and the benching, the dude's been hitting a lot more like he did last year than at any point this year. Why in the world? I know DJ LeMahieu's had a good 2 days. That's why he's in the lineup. I'm not thrusting him to the leadoff spot. He hasn't hit all year. Like, this is what we're so fickle. This is what I'm talking about. We're trying to come up with a million different reasons. Right now, here is the lineup. Verdugo hits leadoff against right-handed pitching. Gleyber Torres hits leadoff against left-handed pitching. Volpe's further down in the lineup, which I like better, because here's your thing about speed at the top of the lineup.
Yeah.
You ain't stealing bases in front of Soto and Judge.
Well, they're
you
not
ain't
stealing
doing
bases,
it.
Period.
Well, I'm
they
just saying, like, let me ask you, we're talking about intentionally walks. You literally want to come up with a concept to punish teams for intentionally walking Judge.
Yes, I
and
do.
And then what do you want?
I'm
the leadoff
punishment.
So then, if say the leadoff hitter gets on, Soto gets out, are you stealing second base to open up first for Judge? No, you're not. spot. Speed means absolutely nothing to me in the leadoff spot.
Jazz can manufacture runs. We saw him do it in Boston.
Do that at the bottom of the lineup. I don't need runs manufactured in front of my...
So you have Volpe at the bottom of the lineup, so you split your speed.
No, I love them back-to-back. Love them back-to-back.
All right, well, you're going to get that
tonight. Love them creating that. They had double steal the other game. I love the athleticism at the bottom of the order. You can move guys over. You can bunt guys. You can steal bases. You could do things as opposed to risking outs with Judge and Soto up who mashed the ball. Love it. Love them at the bottom of the lineup. Keep it there.
All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We gave you Glaber at the top. Let's give you the rest of the Yankee lineup. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Yankee starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Glaber leading off, Soto second, Judge, Stanton, Austin Wells, Volpe, Jazz, DJ, Doogie, as he calls, he rips off my shtick, Alex Verdugo, batting last, and then Nestor on the mound. Are you cool with this lineup, Chris McMonagle?
Absolutely. It's the best lineup they can put up against left-handed pitching, without question.
Now, Boone has sort of intimated this over the last couple weeks, or at least he's thought about it. He said it yesterday, flipping Judge and Soto. Yeah. Now, he hasn't done that yet. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on that?
I like it. I mean, I've thought about it, too. If I'm going to do it, I don't flip them. I put Judge leadoff. I have Judge leadoff. I have Soto hitting second.
Judge leading off.
Correct. That's what I would do. They don't have a leadoff hitter. I've tried to tell you this. I've said it multiple times.
Now, I don't hate that, by the way.
I want Judge leading off.
To get the most amount of bats you can.
He gets the most at bats on the team.
Second through
the
order.
And not only is it just Soto behind him, but you don't want to walk the leadoff guy in front of Soto, the two best hitters in the Yankee lineup, whether it's Stanton or Wells hitting third. That's what I would do. I would hit. I had a different plan early on. My plan early on was, because I sit around thinking about Yankee lineups, my plan early on was to use the two-hole as a place to get healthy and have Soto leading off whoever I wanted to get hot, whether it be Gleyber Torres, Verdugo, DJ LeMahieu, whoever I was trying to get fastballs, put him in the two-hole and then have Judge three, because hitting in front of Judge and behind Soto, it's a perfect spot for anyone. But I don't know if I'm into that anymore. Plus, that really guarantees if I put a good hitter second, I'm walking Judge. So I'm off that a little bit. And if I don't want to flip him 2-3, if I'm going to move Judge in front of Soto, I move him to 1, Soto 2, Wells or Stanton 3. I get him the most at-bats, the least likely to pitch around him. And if you look at his numbers when he was the leadoff hitter in 2022, he had about 46 games or so hitting hitting leadoff in 2022. He absolutely killed it.
Yeah,
absolutely killed it.
I don't hate the idea. Plus, when the lineup flips and he comes up in the third inning, he's in RBI spots. He's only leading off 100%.
The game.
And that's what I said about Lindor
for the guy that said
it's an easy spot.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And people say that, oh, great. Because I did this on the overnight. I got a whole bunch of reaction.
I'm
sure you know baseball. Yeah, why don't you have people want to hit him cleanup? Yeah, okay. Let a starting pitcher avoid Judge in the first inning, you dopes.
Yeah.
Of course he's got to hit 1-2-3. That's without question. But the leadoff spot. Let me ask you a question. If the bottom of the order that now has become much longer, they're a hell of a lot better now.
You got Volpe,
way deeper of a lineup.
It's going to get even deeper.
Maybe if they decide to do that, that's another question for another segment.
Sure.
But you're telling me bases loaded, two outs, and you'd rather have Verdugo come up in that spot?
No.
You'd rather have I want Judge up as often as possible.
I agree.
So that's what I would do if I flipped them, which Boone has been on record saying he's thought about, but he's unlikely to do. If they do flip him, I don't want to flip him 2-3. I just want to put Judge ahead of him.
Yeah. He's not the most prolific power hitter in the sport
I wanted to bring that up, actually. I wanted to bring up
we have to go to break, so
prolific.
We can bring that up later.
All right.
We can bring that
up
later.
Okay.
I have to get the break.
I have a particular number for you on the Pete Alonso home runs that I'd like to share with
you. All right. That'll be coming up. We got more stuff on the Yankees. I got my Yankee checklist that I'm going off here to throw at Max. Some stuff on the Giants, of course, their first preseason. We got a Cinco de 5-0 coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This reminds me of Wednesday.
I was just going to say.
God.
I was just going to say, who are we talking to?
Yeah.
What wag is up here at 428?
You know what's funny? And I got that. We got to get into this Alonzo Judge stuff here.
Yes.
The starting pitcher for the Rockies today is Austin Gomber. His wife was our first guest.
Is that a fact?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember those segments?
Do I remember those segments? I want to quit the business. Booking those guests. People will never understand that. Yeah. And it's my job. I get it. Yeah. And being a producer on that show has obviously launched my career. But booking Wag Wednesday for a year, a little on and off, was, I mean, there were times where I contemplated not going into work when I didn't have a guest.
No, I remember. No, I remember the days where you're like, I got nobody. You always had like a couple of people on the back burner who said yes but couldn't do this week. And it was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got nobody. Please, I'm begging you. And, you know, Craig, he wanted the guests.
Oh, he wanted them. He wanted them, all right. And he would hound me constantly, which makes Craig great. That's why Al's a great producer and I'm a great producer. Because Craig, you know, unlike Aaron Boone, you know, he punishes people.
Yeah, exactly.
And he holds people accountable.
Yeah, did you hold Craig accountable?
Excuse me?
Oh, he held you accountable.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything to Craig. Yeah. I had to raise my hand.
Yeah, exactly. You kidding me?
But he held me accountable. But yes, Wag Wednesday, I thought it was ironic. Obviously, Mac and I worked behind the scenes with Carter Roberts. Maybe we'll share a memory or two at some point here before 6 o'clock, besides Wag Wednesday.
Right.
But Pete Alonzo.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a little bit of information.
Well, let me give you a little
info
first.
Okay,
well, because I think that there's a little more information here before you get to your information.
Okay.
There's some more information.
Did someone tip you off to my information?
I have no idea what your information is.
Okay.
Two homers for Alonzo today. That means he has two more homers since 2019 than Aaron Judge.
That's
so
right.
Pete Alonzo still
two
is.
More.
Pete Alonzo's still the most prolific power hitter in all of baseball.
All right, I'm glad you checked that. Well, those were my numbers. But here's the difference. Ready? Ready.
Yeah.
Since 2019, going into today, all right, I'll give you, I get it, he's got two more home runs now. But heading into today, they had the exact same number of home runs since 2019, 215.
Yes, they did.
Do you know how many at-bats Pete Alonzo had in that time?
No, I don't.
He had 2,965. 2,965.
And I'm sure Judge was a few less, three or four less at-bats, right?
2,367. That is 598 less at-bats. That, my friend, is a full season. A full season of at-bats. And they have the exact same number of home runs.
Well, no. Pete Alonzo has two more.
Season.
Pete Alonzo has two more home runs than Aaron Judge. He has the most in all
full,
baseball since 2019.
A full season of at-bats. And he's got one more. He's got now two more home runs in a full season of at-bats. And you know, my friend, you know damn well at the end of this year, he will no longer have the most home runs
well,
since 2019.
Well, that remains to be seen.
No,
that
it's going to happen. You
well,
know
that
it's
remains
going
to be
happen.
Seen.
You
There's
know
two
it's
months.
Going to
he's
happen.
Already got two more. He's the most prolific power hitter in all of baseball.
No, he's not.
He's got the most home runs since 2019.
Not.
He's a fixture in the home run derby, which obviously is supposed to be the best home run. Well, you know, at least he's not afraid to fail like Aaron Judge.
No, he's I bet you that's like no. He's only holding the league hostage so he can become an all-star.
Well, that's from your vantage point.
No,
from
that's kind of what happened.
Well, I see it as that he wants to embrace the game, embrace power hitting.
No, he said, "Make me an all-star. I won't do it." That's what happened.
Well, I mean, I think his words were probably taken a little bit out of context.
But that's how Major League Baseball heard it, loud and clear.
Yeah, but
They said, oh, man, nobody wants to do this thing. We need Pete. Who knows what he'll do? The antics he'll do.
We need the most prolific power hitter in baseball.
No, no, no. We need the guy. He might pull a tank with his teeth or something in the back of the stadium before he goes on. So we need some sort of television. That's what they did.
And look, I get it. He acts like he's the Karate Kid, and it's like a Bonnie Tyler video from the 80s. Yeah, and I understand that. But that's his preparation. I'm not going to get on a guy for his preparation. Bottom line is this. Two more home runs since 2019. There will be others that
are
focused.
In 598 more at-bats. 598.
There'll be others out here that'll throw things like that out there. But the bottom line is this. At least he's on the field. So I think durability, dependability factors in
Aaron
to
Judge.
Being prolific.
Yeah, whenever you want to hear the numbers when Aaron Judge has at least 500 played at bats.
Not particularly, no, I don't, no.
When he has 500 at bats, 52 home runs.
888-808.
39 home runs, 62 home runs.
Loogie!
Okay.
So, bottom line is this.
Yeah.
The numbers don't lie.
They do.
Some people think I lie. Positive Tommy's a liar.
Yeah.
And a fraud, I've been called too.
Yeah.
I'm no fraud. I'm Positive Tommy. And part of being Positive Tommy is pointing out the positivity. And one of those things is Pete Alonso has more homers than Aaron Judge since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the facts.
Yeah, that is a fact. You are
and
right.
And you can't tell me that Judge is going to pass him. You don't know that.
I do know that.
No.
Yes.
No,
let's not do that. But I'm just saying.
You could say all you want, and we'll see at the end of the year.
He's getting intentionally walked. We're literally trying to come up with rules to not walk him. He's still going to have more home runs than Pete Alonso.
Let's go to Caleb on the fan. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, guys. Great show. Got some generational talents on here today.
Yes.
But in the on the note of intentional walks, so what do you guys think about this idea? So I'd call this the competitive at-bat rule.
Okay.
And it applies game to game, batter to batter. And so every batter, or I should say every pitcher-batter matchup, say in the second inning there's a four-pitch walk to Aaron Judge. That's the last time you can do it. Every other at-bat to Aaron Judge, irregardless of pitcher, you have to throw at least one strike or you get penalized with a two-base walk. And that would hold everyone accountable.
Love
but
the
also
brainstorming. I love it, Caleb.
What are we doing?
We're trying to fix a problem.
There is no solution to this.
No, see, you're
there
not
is no solution to this. There's one solution. And this is coming from the Brian Cashman defender, whatever you want to call me, chill,
lawyer,
whatever. Yeah, apologist, whatever.
Pom-pom waiver.
It's up to Brian Cashman to build a good enough lineup where you don't walk him. Plain and simple. It's up to the hitters behind him to make sure he gets pitched to. Plain and simple. You can't come up with this. Now you've got, you can't legislate pitchers trying to pitch.
This is a country built on legislation.
No,
now we can't legislate baseball?
No, you can't legislate guys. They might, with no fault of their own, throw four balls. You can't give them second base. There's nothing to do here. You know what the penalty for four balls is?
Caleb.
Giving them first base. That's the penalty.
Look, I'm with Caleb. I appreciate it. We're just trying to come up with ideas here
for
the integrity of the sport.
We're overthinking this, bro. Mm. We are way overthinking this. There is no solution to it. There's a penalty for four balls. It's called there's a penalty for three strikes and a penalty for four balls. That's it.
Did our founding fathers overthink when they created America? You'd have been the guy saying they were overthinking. They created America, our founding fathers. You like that correlation?
What in the world are you talking about?
Let's go to Dan in Garwood, New Jersey. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Big Mac and Louie, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on? I like that order.
Well, wanted to talk a little bit of Yankees here and make a couple points. I usually agree with both of you guys a lot, but Big Mac, the whole thing with leading off Judge is insane to me, only because the main reason why I say that is then the only way you could possibly do it would be you'd have to put Soto number two. You agree with that, correct?
If you put Judge leadoff?
Soto has to be two,
yes,
no matter what.
Yes, of
course. If you lead off Judge, you've got to bat Soto two in that. It's okay. So the reason why I wouldn't want to do it is because if you bat them one and two, and I don't know who you're batting three, four, five, the second half of the lineup is going to be so weak. That it's going to be brutal. We don't have a deep enough lineup to do that. I think the best Yankee lineup.
The difference between Judge and Soto hitting 1-2 and 2-3 are that much of a big deal to the length of the lineup.
I think it definitely is going to shorten the lineup without question. I mean, you're going to put them at the top, and then who's going to be at the bottom?
Same hitters that are at the bottom now. You're talking about moving them up one slot. You're not even changing where Soto hits. You're moving one player, 1-2 as opposed to 2-3.
I think the best lineup the Yankees should run out right now would be either Jazz or Volpe. Take whoever you want one.
I agree.
I'd like to see them 1-2. I'd like to see them 1-2.
You're out of your mind.
I would do them 1-9. I would do them 1-9.
Well, how about 1-9, Mac? How about 1-9? Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, okay, first of all, let me just make this clear. I don't want to yell at people and I don't want to belittle them. If you call up with a lineup, you best have Soto and Judge in the first three. All right, that's just bare minimum because they have to come up in the first inning. Absolutely have to. Judge has 16 home runs in the first inning. All right, he's. If you want to get out to that lead, I need my best hitters. It's the cliche. You get to a pitcher early. I am having Soto and Judge somewhere in 1-2-3. Must not list. I'm not even listening to anything else.
To be fair, he went 1-9 with Jazz and Volpe, so he amended it.
But he said he wants 1-2. Right, yeah, okay.
But he amended it.
I understand that. How do I don't, again, do I want to put my better hitters 9? I don't, I understand then the lineup circular, but I'm getting less at-bats from them. That means I'm getting my lesser hitters more at-bats than my better hitters if I'm putting them nine. I like them back-to-back. Volpe didn't do as well in the leadoff spot. Leave him exactly where he is. And the idea that the lineup is dramatically shorter with Stanton hitting fifth as opposed to fourth, like I don't see it. We're not dramatically changing things. We're moving up one spot.
Chris is in Brick. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I am a smart man, and this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I feel there's a coup against Lugi, the generational talent.
There's a coup against me? What did Evan do this time?
No, it was after you on Thursday night, after it was postponed the game, whoever was on, Sean or something. He was throwing out generational talents all the time, and I think this was devaluing.
Sean Morash is throwing out generational talents?
Listen, everybody. Lawrence, what's his name? The new guy, the new wide receiver is a generational talent. It was like it was a word that everybody can use, and I think he's trying to devalue.
This was Sean Morash? Well, Sean Morash loves to take my stuff. This is what I will say. There's two generational talents in this town. Lugi, me, and Malik Nabers. I mean, you look at both of us and you say, thank you, whoever produced them. Thank you for Tommy Lugauer, and thank you for Malik Nabers. Yeah, well, Mac, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the difference is you have me setting you up, and he has Daniel Jones, so I'm concerned.
What are you putting yourself over there? Is that what you're saying?
I'm allowing you. I know it's for one day, but...
Well, you never know.
That's true.
You never know. People like the pairing.
I think you're a little...
Is that funny, Michael? All right? You can't go to the bathroom at Fenway Park.
What are you, dope?
You sit there for an hour. I've been there a hundred times, Michael.
Yeah. I can't even fit in the seats of Yankee Stadium at Fenway Park. I'm behind some sort of, platform. They're old. It's terrible. You need a new ballpark.
And Dog was right. The new Yankee Stadium as great.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Enough of this, too.
The
new Yankee Stadium is glorious. Everyone shut up about it. My God. I'm so sick and tired of that argument, too. Like, oh, it's not as good.
It's not. Doesn't have the same
it's
feel.
It's not what you
know
grew
it.
Up with. Yeah, they're all different. Doesn't have the same feeling. City doesn't have the same feeling as Shea. It's different. It's just that so many championships were won there, and no one cares what happened to Shea.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Well, baby, bye, bye, bye.
Bye. 4:49 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugi, Big Mac, Chris McMonagle here on Evan and Tiki. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. If you're heading out to Yankee Stadium, get there a little early. Go to Billy's, go to Stan. Shout out to River Avenue. See, Mac, you know how much I love it there.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a Yankee fan, you could sprinkle my ashes there. I wish the Mets would do that. At least you could have a little fun. You get more than a soft pretzel and a hot cap when you leave Citi Field. It's nice to get a beer, but I want to bring something up to you with the Yankees that I've been saying now and for weeks, maybe even months now, and I want to get your opinion on it. So I think Brian Cashman sort of tipped his hand at the trade deadline because he didn't do a lot for the pen, right? He got Leiter, and a lot of Yankee fans were screaming about getting guys.
Yeah.
That was it, right? Leiter?
No, and De La...
They didn't make, like, the big splash.
No, they didn't make
the
big splash.
And people felt like, and I think you would agree with this, is that right now your biggest concern is the bullpen. And I think Clay Holmes is a good reliever. I think he's a good closer, but he doesn't miss a lot of bats. He doesn't have electric stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're trusting him late in the game, October, to get the big Astro hitters out. And I do think the Astros are your final boss. I've been saying for weeks now, Luis Gil with electric stuff. I know he's been one of your best starters, if not the best throughout the season.
Yep.
I would move him to the bullpen. And I think Brian Cashman not making moves tells you that at very least they're thinking about moving Gil to the bullpen. And if you have Gil and Weaver and Holmes and you can use Gil multiple innings late in the game, that's a big time weapon for Aaron Boone. Would you do that?
No. I would not. Not as of yet. No, I would not. I like him in the rotation. They need a starting pitcher. Right now, you got Nestor Cortez who can't pitch on the road. You got Stroman who got backed up 2 days so he can try and figure out what's going on with him. Maybe you got guys coming back
Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt coming back. Yeah. I mean, right now. And I would tell you, one, I think they do believe in Clay Holmes. I honestly do. I think he's the closer. I mean, I don't think there's any question about
it. Do you believe in
it? Yes.
Really?
I do. I think, you know, I think he's got great stuff when he's on. We saw it. He struck out two guys yesterday. I think he gets beat on soft contact sometimes. It's a little bit fluky, but hey, it's happened enough where you got to be concerned about it. It's one of those things. There's no doubt about it. You need great defensive infield if you're going to pitch the way he's pitched, and they don't have it. But I do think he's their best reliever. I'm not overly concerned about it. And if you look at his playoff numbers, he's been terrific in the playoffs. Not as a closer, because in the playoffs it's been Chapman as the closer for the most part. Although I guess the last 22, I got to look at his numbers again. But he's been good in the playoffs. I don't want to Luis Gil anywhere else but the rotation. I need him, and I'll tell you the truth. Like looking at it the other day, they pushed him. Like he threw the most pitches he has all season last game. Like I don't think they would be. Like I don't know. Like it seems like they're trying to push him through this. Like if they were concerned about innings, would you be pushing him for that extra?
No,
fifth?
And there's been rumors that maybe he has an innings limit. I know Blake spoke early in the year. Maybe he has one, maybe he doesn't. But clearly he doesn't at this point.
No, and I'm better with Cleo. And you know, I don't want to like get into my thing again. But I think it's overblown the swing and miss stuff. An overall bullpen. Needs swing and miss stuff.
You need power arms.
You need power arms. Game. Which Clay Holmes throws 97 miles an hour. All right? He's a power arm. And I don't
doesn't
think...
Doesn't miss a lot of bats.
Agreed. Yeah. Now, I don't think you need to miss a lot of bats for any one particular reliever. I don't think your closer has to miss bats. I don't. And I'll prove it to you. Do you know how many strikeouts per nine Mariano Rivera had in 1998?
I don't.
About 6.9. Clay is averaging 9.7.
Just to be clear, Mac is not comparing Holmes to Mariano.
No, I am saying, if you look back, now in the postseason, Mariano is a different beast. But if you look at Mariano Rivera's career numbers and just look at his strikeout per nine, just look at strikeouts, Mariano Rivera did not rely on the strikeout. Mariano Rivera put the ball in play. Mariano Rivera did pitch to contact. He did not strike the world out to get his saves and have his great career. He just didn't. The overall bullpen needs swing and miss guys to bring in certain situations. That's 100% true. Leiter was needed. They could use a lefty as well. But the overall bullpen, all of your relievers can't be pitched to contact, guys. The Yankees have far too many. It is an issue because you'll come into a situation with the bases loaded in the seventh inning. You need a strikeout.
Yeah, you need a strikeout.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But your closer who gets the ninth, I don't believe he has to miss bats. I think it's a misnomer. I think it's overblown. Clay is striking out one per inning. That's what he's averaging for the year. And if you look at the numbers, I'm not comparing them as relievers. Now, clearly, he walks more guys than Mariano Rivera. Mm-hmm. He has more wild pitches than Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, tons of blown saves this year.
Yeah, well, but a lot of them are fluky. I know people get mad, but it's just
fact. But they are blown saves, though.
I know, but if...
I know the one against Baltimore, obviously, where Volpe was a room service. I know,
and Verdugo fell down.
I know that, but if he struck somebody out, the ball wouldn't have been
all right, well, yeah, listen. If Bernie Williams fell down on Mike Piazza's fly ball, the 2000 World Series might look different.
No, I understand that.
I'm just saying. Like they literally fell down in the outfield for a blown save.
That was bad.
And the one in Philadelphia, there wasn't a ball hit over 80 miles an hour that beat him. Like it's fluke. It's a little bit.
But when you pitch
fluky.
To contact, there are variables with Clay Holmes.
I understand that. There's no doubt. But all I'm saying,
and you just said the Yankee defense isn't exactly great.
That's the difference.
In the
difference between Mariano Rivera is he had Derek Jeter, Scott Brosius, Chuck Knobloch, and Tino Martinez.
Yeah.
Like that's the difference.
Yeah.
But I just don't believe that you need strikeouts from your closer. Your bullpen overall needs some swing and miss stuff, and they don't have enough of it. I don't think your closer has to be the kind of pitcher who strikes people out. I think Clay Holmes is filthy when he's on, and he's been good in the postseason. I'm not saying he's a lights out where put him in and I'm feet are up on the chair. I'm confident he's going to do it. But when I look around baseball, I mean, you're talking about Class A, Tanner Scott's having this kind of year. Mm-hmm. Diaz has... traditionally over the last 2 years really kind of been that guy. You know, 2 years ago he was phenomenal. Show me the closers who are far better. Baltimore is struggling to have a closer. Like this is the best reliever they have. I am not that worried about Clay Holmes.
So,
not nearly as much as most Yankee fans.
Okay,
are.
So you want to keep Holmes as the closer, fine. But what about just moving Heel to the bullpen in the Buto role? You still have Schmidt coming back. You have Cole. You have Nestor. You have Rodon. You have Stroman. If you can't win with that rotation, I'm sorry, you're not winning. Your bullpen is your weakest link. If you have Heal in the pen for that seventh, eighth inning, and you know this too, Mac, sometimes the save is in the seventh inning.
Yeah, no,
maybe Alvarez and Bregman are coming up, and you need those big strikeouts. If he could give you those kind of innings late in the game, now you could go Cole to Heal in the same game. and then Holmes for the ninth. Like, that's a strong weapon to me coming out of the pen. And I get it. You're taking a guy out of your rotation that's been dynamite.
Yeah.
But I want to bring that strength and move it over to my weakness. And I have Schmidt coming back, and I feel like my rotation has enough with the guys that are there.
I see that. I look at the Yankees, and I think the rotation's just as much of a weakness. When are these games won
and
lost?
It was a strength early in the year. You're right that it's been bad lately, and I think Stroman's a concern because he's had bad second halves throughout his career.
So is Nestor, and I can't guarantee that Clark Schmidt's coming back healthy. I can't guarantee it.
No, and I can't guarantee that
he would be good. As long as Luis Gil, who is their second best starter, is going to continue to be that, I want him in the rotation. I hear what you're saying, but I want him in the rotation.
What's up, Alec?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. By yourself? So, I'm actually a resident Midwesterner living here in New York City, kind of relocated myself, so I'm a huge Cubs fan. And I got to say, it's fun to watch Mark Leiter and Marcus Stroman now play for a team that's right down the road for me. It's just a little interesting doing that, seeing them in a different uniform. But do you guys wish that outside of those two, they added a little bit more at the trade deadline? Do you think they could have been a little bit more aggressive in there? And who would you have liked to join the Yankees overall?
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends. Offensively, not really. I mean, I don't know who got moved. Like, it's like some of the targets, Jonathan India, didn't get traded. Mm-hmm. How can I scream, you should have given him everything in the farm system? They didn't want to move Jonathan India. He didn't get traded. I can't look at that and say, I mean, Yandy.
Arozarena got traded. Winker, Jazz that you got. Yandy didn't get moved, right?
Yandy didn't get moved.
On the radar.
But they were looking for an infielder. So Arozarena doesn't really jump out
at
me.
Josh Bell got released.
Yeah, I mean, he got released and picked up. But Jonathan India was talked about. Rengifo just had wrist surgery. So, I mean, he was injured. That's why he didn't get traded. Yandy Diaz didn't get traded. Like, a lot of the guys they were in on ended up not getting traded. Now, could they have went out and got better relievers? I mean, the Padres traded their third and fifth best prospects for a year rental. That's, like, I don't know if I want to do that. Do you want to trade your best prospects for a half a season of one closer? Like, you talk about tipping your hand. How about this for tipping your hand? And it plays into next year. If they felt like in their bones, this was 1 year of Juan Soto.
For Soto.
Wouldn't they have gone all in? Wouldn't they have been willing to do more? Like, if they really felt like Juan Soto is here and he's gone, we have to win this year. Don't you think they would have done more? I think the idea that they didn't trade their prospects, that they didn't go all in for this offseason, for this season, means they think there's at least a good chance. They know Hal Steinbrenner is going to be willing to write the check. They can't promise it'll be the highest check. Mm-hmm. They can't promise he'll stay. They don't know for a fact he's staying. I'm not saying that. What they do know is Hal's willing to write the check. And if you're willing to write the check and bring him back and you want to keep the payroll limited, the only way to do that is to keep your prospects and then play them and not trade them away. You need Wells, you need Volpe, you need probably Dominguez, you might need Rice, you need Spencer Jones to fill out the roster because you need cheap. If you're going to keep him and Stanton and Cole and Rodon and obviously Judge, like, how do you do that? Everywhere else is young and affordable and controllable. And that's why the Jazz Chisholm's trade made too. Mm-hmm. They traded for guys who got control next year.
Control
so when you mentioned tipping your hand, I think the way they treated the deadline tips my hand that they believe at least the owner's willing to pay him, and they think there's a good chance that Soto's coming back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.